All right, we are back in that time of the week where we do car reviews. We got a couple today, Richard, that we'll go through. Let's start with you drove recently a new 2025 Genesis G90.
Yeah, Dad. So this is their flagship sedan. This is the kind of chauffeur-like sedan for Genesis. And for those of you that know the competitors out there, you know that this is a kind of a high-dollar segment. However, Dad, this is a high-dollar car with not the highest price tag. And
right.
What we mean by that is this is a full-size four-door luxury sedan that is meant to either be super luxurious to drive down the road if you're just driving yourself, or if you're an SUV, whatever, or not SUV, an executive, right, a CEO, and you want a nice, luxurious guy, and you got a driver that occasionally drives you around, whatever it might be, and some of you are going to sit there and say, "What? Who's that for?" I'm not sure. You would be surprised. And the nice thing about this vehicle, Dad, is you can do so for potentially two-thirds mm-hmm. of the cost of the competitor.
That's right.
This vehicle, as it sits, is the 3.5T e-supercharger trim, which is essentially, it gives about 34 more horsepower. It gives you a 48, I think it's a 48-volt kind of an electric element to it, which is really, really nice. The nice thing, Dad, though, and what Genesis has done is you don't have to add a bunch of different options to get there. So if you just choose the E, so this is, again, the 2025 G90 3.5T E supercharger, all-wheel drive. As it sits, about $102,000, there's just a few different accessories. I wouldn't even call them options, Dad. Accessories that you can add. 8-speed automatic transmission, multi-chamber air suspension, heated and ventilated front seats, heated and ventilated rear seats, massaging front seats, massaging rear seats, all of the things that you could want. One of the coolest features of this car, Dad, however, is what they call their road preview. So instead of a lot of the electronic adaptive suspensions out on the road today, Dad, where it kind of adjusts as you're driving, this thing uses the cameras to basically see the potholes and such in the road and adjust the driving and adjust the suspension for it as you're going down the road. In other words, folks, it's incredibly smooth and incredibly quiet in this vehicle. I could literally sit here and tell you for probably the next 30 minutes all of the features of this car. All I will say is this. You have, if you're looking for a luxury sedan and you're looking for some of those competitors that are in the mid-100s, yes, I said that right, the mid-100s,
right.
Dad, you can get this car for just over $100,000, in which in this segment, Dad, is an incredible value. And in my opinion, you get all of the features that some of the competitors out there have for not the highest price tag, which is great. And you saw this car. I'll quickly let you chime in there, Dad. This car looks phenomenal, folks. It does not look like a Genesis driving down the road, and that is the highest of compliments I can give because it's beautiful.
Yep. No, they do a great job on them. I've driven this car in the past, and even some of the older models of this, you know, the previous generations of, never disappointed, Richard. It's a fabulous car. It competes extremely, extremely well. So a lot of you guys where you're driving some of the higher-end sedans by some of the other German automakers, let's just say it that way, you would be pleasantly surprised at how well this car actually competes on that level. If not, I might even go as far as to say this, Richard, not only competes on that level as far as the luxury sides of things go, might even be a little bit better. The one thing it does lack, and I'll be the first to admit it, is does it have the same horsepower that some of the others that you're competing against will have? Maybe, maybe not. But keep in mind, you're spending a third less money on this car than you would some of the other quote-unquote competitors. So something to think about, Richard.
No, absolutely. And it doesn't have some of the fancier engines and stuff, Dad. But at the same time, it gets up and goes just as well as I need it here in Colorado. The all-wheel drive is a great feature if we were to encounter any snow. Obviously, we didn't. Overall, I would highly recommend it. Again, head to your local Genesis dealer. Again, 2025 Genesis G90. Test drive it, because I think when you do that, you'll really want to get in this vehicle and have it for yourself. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.